We got our opportunity. Praise team, lead it back. Amen.
Amen.
We ready to go. As we're standing to our feet. Wait a minute. What is that? What? Oh. She don't need no stool. She don't need no stool.
We got these meat issues.
We pronouncing blessings on these knees. Oh, y'all, we are here to proclaim the good news that Jesus is the King who
pre-existed as God the Son, was sent by God the Father, took on human flesh in fulfillment of God's promises to David, died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, appeared to many witnesses, is enthroned at the right hand of God as the ruling Christ, has sent the Holy Spirit to his people to effect his rule, and will come again as final judge to rule.
And as you know, we are praying for peace. Yes. In a time of war. I was listening yesterday. That it's not just, I think he's happy to be here. We got to get him. Hey, you move around. Come down. Come down. Come here, buddy. All right, we're praying for peace in time of war. But it's not just Israel and Gaza. It's not just Ukraine, it's Sudan, it's Niger. We know the craziness going on in Haiti. It's everywhere, y'all. Jamaica, it's everywhere. So one of the only things we can do, if nothing else, is pray. So we're going to pray this together. Oh Lord, you who are the true King, have mercy, we pray, upon the war-torn peoples of the world. Silence warmongers, scatter the bloodthirsty, shatter the weapons of war, and take pity upon the vulnerable, so that the true peace and justice might be restored to this land. We pray in the name of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Amen. This is how I fight my battles. It's all right. We coming. I got the wrong. Can you come on up to the mic? He don't.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning.
Good
morning.
Back. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Okay, we're going to do responsive reading this morning. We're going to read it like we're going to say it like we believe it. All right. Responsive reading is found in Psalms chapter 23, Christian Standard Bible. The Lord is my shepherd. I have what I need.
It's responsive.
He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters.
He renews my life. He leads me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even when I go through the darkest valley, I fear no danger, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Together.
Only goodness and faithful love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord as long as I live.
Lord God, our Father, we thank you once again, Father. We were gone for a minute, but while we were gone, you stayed right with us the whole time we were gone. Now we're back in this place that you prepared for us, but only because you brought us here. We all recognize you as being our shepherd, and we're your sheep. Even the small ones in here know you, Father, because they're rejoicing right now in the place that we are.
Amen.
Right now, we just ask that you continue to do what you've done for us while we were not in the wilderness, but away from where we are right now. And thank you for bringing us back to this place that you prepared for us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
It's a whole new awareness of him. It's like us. When you become fully aware of where you are and what you can do, you should take advantage of it. Even when you got people to help kind of guide you and help you along the way. And that's what we get to do when we come here. This is the safest space on the planet should be for us to worship and praise the God that we love. Amen. And we know that's why we couldn't start being back home without starting with the jam of jams. Get your clap on.
It's all right. It just drops down like that.
Hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah, you're worthy.
I can hear y'all singing. So y'all got the memo last week. I found out a whole lot of y'all have pretty good voices. So it's good to hear your voices. It's good to hear your voices in this space, amen?
Amen.
It's good to see you in this space, right? Come on, everybody, let's sing.
Hallelujah, worthy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, we praise your name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, so worthy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord, we lift you up. Hallelujah, you're worthy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, we praise your name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, so worthy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord, we lift you up. Lord, we lift you up. Lord, we lift you up.
No matter where we would have been, because wherever we are, the Lord is, right?
Yeah.
But it is good to be back in these familiar walls, amen.
Yes, yes, yes,
is he worthy to be praised?
Yes.
Give God a real, genuine praise and thank him.
Yes.
It's November, this thankful month. Amen. Some of us have been through a lot this last year. But we're thankful. We come to say, hallelujah, you are worthy.
Amen.
I know we're just getting started, but it's announcement time, so you may be seated.
Good morning. I'm going to be real quick. This week, we got Veterans Week, veterans coming up to honor our veterans. We have several veterans here, and we may know veterans. I got something in the mail. They have an additional veteran center that they're, if you need to get information and sign up for benefits. What we need to understand, we need to get our veterans, a lot of the veterans have not signed up for benefits that are available for them. And it's a lot, and we need to get more and more veterans. They're going to be building building apartments for homeless veterans in the city. And you got to be connected through veterans to get these benefits. What's some of the programs, Nicole?
If you are on the veterans page and register, you can get your benefits. You can get your social security number, and you can get whether you feel like you have a disability or not. You served. So the government is a big thing. So you need to just register, and then they'll let you know if you qualify for any type of benefit.
Right, and we have veterans here that have served, that serves our God and our country, and they are going through these. Don't let these benefits go without veterans. I don't care if you're talking to somebody, if you know a veteran, just mention it, and let them know they have to get signed up through veterans. Is a lot that the and what one thing our government did do, When they gave the money, they didn't. It's out there. There was no wait. There's nothing. So they need the veterans out there. Like I mentioned once, they have one facility for homeless women veterans that's going to be closing next year. So we need to start getting out there, getting these benefits. We have a veteran center downtown Ann Arbor. And I think the other one is another one. I'm going to post it. I'm going to send the information. Get the information. And if you don't have a way, let the church know. We'll get you there to get there. And we got to help you to sign up. If you need to go in and get the benefits, get the benefits and start mentioning to the community, because we have so many veterans that are hurting. We know we pay for our medication and they served us. They shouldn't have to go through the things. I'm thinking Nicole was at the grocery store one time and this veteran, he was talking about he couldn't afford his medicine. She said, "Have you signed up for veterans?" He was like, "No." Sign up. Let the community know. So we're here for the church to benefit our community, and we have to go out in our community and let them know what's available. Thank you.
Amen.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Good morning. We're back in here.
Man.
I'm like really happy. You know, the high school was great, but this is greater. For me, anyway. Okay, so really quick, just by way of a couple of announcements. As to my understanding, next Sunday, we do still have to go to the high school because they got a pre-existing situation going on here next week, okay? So next week, go to the high school, but then the following Sunday, which is the 19th, and every other Sunday after that, unless you've been advised otherwise, we'll be here. Amen? So keep the same energy next week, okay? All right, so we're having communion today, of course. Every Tuesday, 4 o'clock, y'all know, Richard Overall, Blog Talk Radio, training day. Wednesday, 6 o'clock, Bible class is happening. This week, Keela is teaching the lesson entitled Rebuke and Repentance, okay? I ain't there yet. You not listening. Okay. Every Friday, Deaconess Kathy is on Blog Talk with Training Day. Every Monday, beginning on November 27th, okay, at 6 o'clock, y'all know we're going to be having a new Bible class entitled Biblical Giving. So all of the free books that Pastor O said were going to be free books, that ended October 29th. So if you didn't get your book, now you got to pay for the book. Okay, so if you ordered a book and need to get your book from Pastor O, make sure you see him before the end of service today. Also, again, the class starts on November 27th at 6 o'clock, entitled Biblical Giving. We're not going to read the whole book. There's going to be certain lessons that are going to go with certain parts of the book. But you have the book, so make sure to read the entire book, okay? Don't forget, everything on Blog Talk is recorded, archived, and free. If you want to pay tithes or offerings, just go to the church website. Oh, yep, our prayer list is up there. Birthdays this month that I know of. London, woo, celebrated her birthday on the 3rd. She got no hand up. Tamika has her birthday on the 6th. That's tomorrow, right? Yep. Destiny celebrates her birthday on the 21st. And Reese celebrates her birthday on the 29th. You seen them eyes rolling. All right, and then real quick, I just want to read you your devotional, okay? And it's very appropriate for today, and it's somewhat appropriate of how we are here at Run for Christ. So it's entitled, Come to God Just as You Are. Amen. And this is by Pastor Rick Warren. God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. That's Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Everything that Jesus did for you, he did out of love. The Bible says that God made you to love you. The only reason you're alive is because you were made to be loved by God. If God didn't want you alive, your heart would stop instantly. You wouldn't even be breathing right now. God made you and wants you alive so he can love you, and so you can love him back.
Yes.
God didn't just say he loved you, he showed it. The Bible says God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. Again, Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Look at that again. It says, while we were still sinners, before you even knew God or knew you needed God in your life, Jesus died for you.
Amen.
There's a myth that says we have to clean up our act before we can come to God. I've got to get it all together. There's a few things I got to get right in my life first, and then I'll come to God. No, no. You can come to God with your problems, the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's like when we brush our teeth before we go to the dentist for a cleaning, or when we wash the dishes before we put them in the dishwasher. Why do we do this? God says, again, no, no. You don't have to clean up your act. Just bring it all to me. Bring me your problems. I have all the answers. Just come as you are. The Bible says he will send down help from heaven to save me because of his love. Psalm chapter 57, verse 3. That's what Jesus did with his life, death, and resurrection. He sent himself from heaven to save us because of his love. So if you don't act on this news, then the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ are wasted for you personally. They make no difference in your life when it comes to your salvation. They're like a gift that you see, but you refuse to open. The Bible promises you will be saved if you honestly say, Jesus is Lord, and if you believe with all your heart that God raised him from death. God will accept you and save you if you truly believe this and tell it to others. And that's Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10. So God is not asking you to make a promise you cannot keep. God is asking you to believe a promise that only he can keep. Amen? Amen. 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 Amen.
So we remember the announcements and the hopes y'all took pictures of the prayer list for this month. Our focus people from the top and then at the bottom are continual people that we're praying for. So if your name's not up there, don't say, oh, I got left off. We pray for you too.
Amen.
But just this month, we're focusing on these people. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Standing to your feet. Y'all know what time it is. It is offering time. So during this next song, our deacons will be coming around passing the basket. So get your envelopes if you need them. Y'all know what happened at the cross? Do you really know what happened at the cross? Because if you really know what happened at the cross, you should be more than excited about where your life is right now.
Jesus came and loved me, took my sins to Calvary. He has made a way for me. Now my eyes are open, since I've come to know him. His great love has set me free.
just for me. Amazing grace at the cross. At the cross, my Savior died, shed his blood, was crucified.
Everyone been served. It is time for communion.
I know. Sorry, Sarah. Does everybody have communion? Okay, thank you.
Okay. The word communion means to share. It's a verb, it's an action. And so we share in the remembrance of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his sacrifice that he gave, that he chose to give us. So I'm going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 26, and then I'll pause when it's easier. This was a revelation given to Paul. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Take and eat. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Take and drink. "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." Amen.
Amen.
Amen, and you may be seated. Get the people to stand in. Get the people. There's a few songs that we have sung in the last year that we didn't have a chance to sing in this building. And I was going between two of them. And this one, I said, "Oh yeah, this is the one we're going to do today." For the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, He is wonderful.
The Lord. Okay. Psalms 118, verse 26. I am Sister Deaconess Rebecca Johnson, and I'm pleased to introduce our teaching pastor, Gerald Marshall Overall. At Runner for Christ Ministries, we come as we are.
All right.
but we don't stay as we are. Our church is not a museum for saints, but a hospital for sinners. Today's sermon is titled, The God of All Comfort. The text is 2 Corinthians, and this is the New Living Translation. It reads as follows. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. For the more we suffer for Christ, the more God will shower us with his comfort through Christ. Even when we are weighed down with troubles, it is for your comfort and salvation. For when we ourselves are comforted, we will certainly comfort you. Then you can patiently endure the same things we suffer. We are confident that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in the comfort God gives us. Our pastor person and shepherd has prepared a meal for our inner man. Let's listen with ears to hear the Most High God speak through him and illuminate the text. So repeat after me. Pastor O.
Pastor O.
Make it plain for us.
Make it plain for us.
Amen. I got a real loud boy. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, no. I'm good on that. Good. Everybody be ready to go with it. She can, you can take it home for a week. Month. Bring it back when she's 12.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Woo. How's everybody doing this morning?
Great.
Good. Is it good to be home?
Yes.
Amen. Want to give thanks to Pastor Janice Tate and Sister Alice Tate and Brother Deacon Tate. Amen. Who hooked us up with the school. Amen.
Amen.
Want to thank Miss Martha and Miss Anderson. Deborah Anderson, they was over here yesterday. Well, they've been over here, period, right? Getting things together just so we could have service today. And they were over here last night till about 9 o'clock, though. Amen? And they got it all together. So let's go ahead and give them a hand clap of praise. Amen? God, he is good, and I am very excited to be back home. Amen? I can sit on the back bench and talk and have a Vitris and Leitris and Sharon, amen. Look back and say, hey, we can't hear the announcement. I'm like, hey, well, you're supposed to be hearing me. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, our Father, we give thanks today and we praise your holy name. Father, you've been good, and not just good, but very good.
Yes.
We've been gone, Father, for a little over a year, but you made a way for us. And then, Father, you sent help to come in and just change everything. And we thank you, Father, for the work that was done. We thank you for the Church of the Resurrection, who is kind enough to allow us to partner with them in this sanctuary use.
Thank you.
And we pray, Heavenly Father, every blessing in heaven on them, just as they have blessed us. We thank you, Father, that we're back. We thank you for the praise team who led us in praise and worship. We thank you for the prayers that were prayed, and we thank you for the people who have come to hear the word. And now, Father, we ask that you give them the word that you gave me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, if God gave y'all the word he gave me, then we're going to have to be in here for about 3 weeks. Amen. So, you know, anybody bring a sandwich? If you don't, just ask you. Amen. That's my man. He quick, though. He quick. He come right back at you. He'll be like, well, overall, we should. Amen. His last name, ask you. My name, overall, and we'd be hitting each other. Amen. Repeat after me. Say, Lord, bless my ears.
Lord, bless my ears.
So they hear your word today.
So they hear your word.
And bless my heart.
Bless
that it receives your word today, because I acknowledge to you my ways and thoughts are not like yours. But I am here today to hear your word, so I can change the way I think to the way you think, so I can always know your good, pleasing, and perfect will for my life. He just got running in his feet already. I ain't even started. And he got running as a praise team and lit him up. He on fire. Amen. He running for that. Ooh, look at him. He got so happy he finna run out the door. Amen. Praise God. Well, today I want to talk to you about... seriously? See, this is why I had a flip phone. It didn't just start talking in my pocket. That's what she would be talking about. She say, sometimes my phone be talking. I be like, well, keep it over there. You know, Darius, if your phone over there talking, keep it over there. That's Big Brother. Yeah, conspiracy theorists, right? Amen. Today I want to talk to you from 2 Corinthians chapter 1. You know, we just went through 1 Corinthians. Now we're in 2 Corinthians. And this is one of the subjects that I preach at homegoings. Every time I go, I kept trying to figure out, Jesus, what do you want me to say? And so every time I go, I start out with verses 3 and 4. All praise, or praise, be to the God and Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
I want to talk about just that part for a minute. Center in on that word, our Father. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus taught us to pray, and you'll find it in Matthew 6 and other places. He said, when you pray, say, our Father. And that's an awesome thing. If you were listening to Dr. Tony Evans this morning, he was preaching from 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And he was talking about people who are in Christ having the right frequency to connect with God. And then he talked about folks who hadn't accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, couldn't connect. They got a radio, they turned it on, but all they hearing is static. Keeler, they ain't getting no station. Why? Because they don't have the proper antenna. They did not have the Holy Spirit in them.
Okay.
And so they couldn't call God their Father. A whole lot of folks think they can pray to God. Let's have World Day of Prayer. We're going to bring the Buddhists and the Confucianists and the Hindu people, and we're going to bring the Muslims and everybody else together, and we're going to have a big old giant World Day of Prayer. The only people in that room who can get their prayer through the ceiling is Christians. The only ones who say in Jesus' name, they can get their prayer heard by God. Because it was a blind man in John chapter 9 that told us, we know that God does not what? Hear sinners. But he does hear those who honor him, worship him, and keep his word. Amen? And that's us, y'all. That's a blessing. And it's not something that man did in 1 John. Well, in John's gospel, in verse 12 of the first chapter, he says, to as many as have believed on him, and him is Jesus, the light of the world, to as many as have believed on him, to them he gave what? The power, the right, the authority to call themselves the children of God. Amen?
Amen.
In John chapter 3, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever does what?
Believe
in him. Amen. Amen. God didn't send him to condemn the world, right? But that the world might be saved through him. Amen. But those who don't believe are what? Condemned already. Why? Because they have not believed God's report concerning his only begotten son. It goes on to say, here's the verdict. That light, Mary, Jesus said, light is coming to the world. But guess what? Brother Askew, the Bible say, people love darkness rather than light. And they gave the reason why. Because their deeds were evil. And if they come to the Lord, come to the light, then everything you can't see in the dark will show up. And so they don't come to the Lord. Amen. Amen. So we are God's children. And we can say our Father. Rebecca going to help me out with this because she just love to help me out. She love to help me preach. Yeah, do she help you out at home like that? Just always got something to say. To say, and like, whoo, I'll be glad when I go to sleep, man. Praise the Lord. Amen. She wants to read from John chapter 8. She wants to read verse 42 through 47. See, we think like that. So she just put all that in my head. Amen. So while she finding John chapter 8 and verse 42 through 47, Jesus got into a discussion with some people who were saying, God is my Father. We belong to God. But Jesus, reason he wasn't feeling that. He said, I don't know if God is your Father. I think you got another Father and you're getting it mixed up. Because I come from God. I didn't bring myself here. I was sent here. So if God is your Father, then you would be on my team. But you on somebody else's team, and Rebecca going to make it clear who team they on. Go ahead and read.
It reads as follows. Jesus said to them, if God were your Father, you would love me, for I have come here from God. I have not come on my own. God sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil. And you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Yet because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Can any of you prove me guilty of sin? If I am telling the truth, why don't you believe me? Whoever belongs to God hears what God says. The reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God.
Amen. 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 So you can't just grab somebody's hand and talk about let's talk to God. You need to find out if they had a talk with Jesus yet. Amen. My pastor used to say, amen, everybody got to make a choice about Jesus. Amen. You can't just say his name. I used to have on the back of all my race cars. When I get in front of you, guess what you read? Got Jesus. Amen. Amen. That's the only reason I wanted to get in front of somebody so they could read that all the way down the drag strip. Got Jesus? Amen. And you could tell the people who had Jesus in because they would say, hey, amen. And you could tell the people who didn't have Jesus, preacher, because they would say, going down the road, looking like that. Yeah, come and give me the face going down the road because I got Jesus on there. Well, you got milk on yours. Amen. Crow got milk. Lion got milk. Everybody ain't got Jesus. Amen. So everybody cannot say our Father. And what a wonderful thing Jesus did for us by coming and dying and raising up again. And then said, whoever believes in me can say our Father. We can literally call God our Father. Amen. And everybody can't do that. We can approach God. All we have to do is say what Jesus told us to say. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth just like it is in heaven. Everybody can't say that. Amen? But we can. Why? Because Jesus, our Lord and Savior, brought us into the family of God. You go read Romans chapter 11. Yeah, although, albeit we were grafted in, Cheryl, we in. We got sewed in. We wasn't a natural part of the clothes, Tamika. But guess what? We're in. Amen. God made us a part of the family. We weren't the natural branches. We were the Gentiles, right? But God grafted us in. Why? Because he knows how. People can take skin. I know leechers know what I'm talking about. They can take some skin where skin was burnt off and graft it in. Amen. It wasn't a natural part of the body, but it became one. And that's what God has done for us because we believe that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. So praise be to God, the Father of our Savior, our Lord, Jesus Christ. It goes on to say, the Father of compassion. Amen. He is a Father of compassion. That means he cares for us. The Bible tells us, cast your cares on him because he cares for you. Amen. So we can cast our cares on him. We can cast our concerns on him. We don't worry because the Bible tells us not to worry. Do not worry. Matthew chapter 6 tells us, do not worry. Amen. Because our Father in heaven, who is full of compassion. You know that is part of one of God's natural attributes, right? Full of loving kindness and mercy. Caring about us. I believe it's in Matthew chapter 9 where Jesus, just before going into chapter 10 and calling all his disciples to himself, he had been doing ministry among the people, and he looked at the people, and the Bible says he had compassion on them because they were in great distress. And the reason they were in that distress is because they didn't know God. They didn't know what God could do. Amen. And so the Lord has compassion on us. He don't just look at us and not care about what we're going through. God is concerned. How many of y'all know or remember when we read through the Old Testament that God told Moses that I have heard the cries of my people? And God said the reason they crying, Danielle, is because of their taskmasters. The heavy weight that's on them. And I'm come, Chardonnay, to deliver them. Amen. Amen. God is always thinking about delivering us. As soon as we get ourselves into a mess, or as soon as the devil brings a mess to us, God is thinking about getting us out. That's why he wants us to not worry. We can be concerned, but what we should do is things we cannot fix, things we cannot fix ourselves, cast them on him. Amen. Why? Because he's a compassionate Father. Some folks might not care. Amen. They might not be compassionate. But our Father is the Father of compassion. He cares. I know there are times in our lives when we wonder, does God care about what I'm going through? And if God cares about what I'm going through, why does he let me go through it? Because God cares that that care is bothering you. And God wants to strengthen you. I heard one preacher say that my problems are a chance for God to show up in my life. My situations are a chance for God to show me what he can do. So we should look at these things as an opportunity, amen, to praise God. And people might look at you funny when you're praising God, but they know what you're going through. Amen. But we praise him because we know we're going through it. We're on our way out of it. Y'all have heard it before, right? You're either on your way into a storm, you in a storm, amen, or you're coming out of a storm. And this is what this passage is all about. God wants us, first of all, to know, amen, that he is a Father who cares. Don't ever let the devil trick you into believing God don't care. Don't ever let the devil trick you into believing what you're going through ain't something for God to care about. Your problem ain't no problem, but it's a problem to you. It might not be a problem to me, but it's a problem to you. It might not be a problem to Jeff, but it's a problem to you. Amen? And that's the way God looks at us. All of us are his individual children. And each and every one of us, his eye is, he looks at us as if we are all sparrows. And if God's eye is on the sparrow, how much more is it on us? Jesus said, you are worth more than what? Many sparrows. Do you know how much God cares about you? You were on your way to hell. You were on your way to eternal separation from God. Mary had bothered him so much, he sent his only begotten son to allow him to be crucified for our sins, that we might be made right with God. Put right with God. Set right with God. Reconciled back to God. God, through Jesus Christ, is reconciling the whole world back to himself through his son, who never did anything wrong. That is a God who cares. Some people say they care, but they won't do nothing. You know how you go to a home going, right? If you need me, call on them. So you need them and you call on them, they won't even answer the phone. But you told me anytime I need you, even if it's in the middle of the night, call on me. Ain't that what they say, Carmen? And then you call, and they be like, I'm watching air go by. I can't get out right now. Yeah, they couldn't come up with a better excuse than that. I'm watching air. I'm breathing. I can't leave right now.
I'm breathing.
And I'll be breathing all day, so you're going to have to call Lisa. Amen. See, but when you call on the Lord, he'll answer. Because he answers prayers. You know, we see people in need all the time. We don't care. Right? Not like God cares. And to justify our not caring, we attack them. Well, you're sitting on that corner because you won't work nowhere. You're sitting because you're over there doing that hair on. You're shooting hair on and fentanyl. You can't even stand up with the hair on all over you. Look at you. I'm talking to you. See, that's why I ain't going to help you. Amen. But what if God saw us in our unsaved hair on state and said, look at you. Amen. That's why I ain't going to let Jesus die for you. He ain't die for you. He died for everybody else, but not you. Because you the cause of your problem. Ain't that something? God cares about us. I think I heard old folks say he knows us better than we know ourselves. He cares for us more than we care for ourselves.
Okay.
Don't y'all tell my wife I cough and I ain't have my... Let me get this, because y'all going to tell. Amen. She heard me. Amen. How you do that? You made me think she's in the dope. Anyway, praise the Lord. Amen. So he is the father of compassion. And it goes on to say that he is not the father, just the father of compassion, but he is the God of all comfort.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those who are in any kind of trouble. See, that's the part we kind of don't like. We want comfort, but we don't want to comfort nobody. And then we begin to get into the reason why we go through things. No, God didn't intend for it to be like this. What is Janice teaching us, right? God did not intend for the world to be like this. This is not the Zoe life as God intended it. This is the fallen life. Amen? So God did not intend for us to have to need comfort. But since we're in a fallen world, and since we're all sinners saved by grace and become saints, when we go through, we don't just go through for ourselves. Let me give you an example. Nicole, we all know, just went through. Amen.
Amen.
Went to the doctor one day. Got a diagnosis. Got cancer. Amen. She went and talked to the Lord and said, Jesus, I thought I gave you enough tithes to not get cancer. You mean all them tithes and offerings didn't buy my way out of cancer? She said, Lord, deliver me right now. He said, well, I'm going to deliver you in some months. Amen. Something like that. Amen. But guess what? She got through. She on the other side. So when somebody say, guess what? I just got like Deacon Tate say, you just talked to the doctor and he gave you one of the reports you don't want. Amen. And they'll go to Nicole and say, I just got a report from the doctor. I got cancer. And Nicole starts smiling. They said, that's not the proper response. You should be crying. She said, no, I'm going to help you out. See, the same God that comforted me while I was going through, I ain't forgot how he did it. I haven't forgotten what he's done. And so I'm going to comfort you with it. Amen. So when we go through, amen, God allows us to get through. Ed got the victory. He can tell somebody what's up. All of us have been through something. All of us have suffered the loss of a loved one, and it was a hard loss.
Yeah, say it, Doc.
But guess what? We got through it.
Yeah.
And so when we sidle up to somebody, amen, and they got it, yeah, this is how you sidle up. You don't just walk up. You sidle up. Heard you lost a loved one. Want to talk about it? I've been there, done that. I cried.
Yes.
I got mad.
Yes.
I told God some things he ain't never heard me say before. I felt some feelings I ain't never felt before. I stayed up all night staring at the ceiling, crying. But I got through it.
Yes.
I'm on the other side.
Say it.
Let me help you out.
Okay.
Save all that. Save all that and just go through.
Yes.
Amen. He's the God of all comfort. It does not matter what you need. Did you lose some money? Well, guess what? I'm dealing with somebody right now who live in Westland, Michigan. One of my buddies, racing buddies. Somebody came up and stole his tow vehicle with all his race equipment in it that they go to the track with every week. Stole it all. I've been dealing with him now for several weeks. He cannot get over the fact, Jeff, that somebody stole his stuff he worked hard for. He's been through all kinds of emotion. Grief is just tearing him up. First, he couldn't believe it happened. He kept walking outside to see that it really wasn't there. That's grief, right? Sarah tried to tease us about that, right? And then, amen, after that he got mad that somebody came and stole his that he worked hard for. That boy grieving. Amen. Then he started trying. Well, I should have put it in the garage. If I had put it in the garage, I knew I should have left it out that night. Start bargaining. I'm waiting for him, Michelle, to get to depressed. That's when we're going to talk. Because that's when he's ready to go to acceptance. Because after depression, ain't nothing left but acceptance, right? And that's when we're going to talk. When he get deep, sunken down in his depression. Amen. Psalm 73, I love it. You know why I love it, Kat? Because when I get all twisted up about this crazy world and it look like evil people is winning and sane people is just losing. Amen. I get twisted up in my head. And I go to Psalm 73 and I read that whole thing. And it tells me that they got a different end coming than I have. Amen. This life gonna get over. It look like somebody getting away with everything they do, Donald Trump. But amen, he ain't getting away. You might get away from this whole world, but you ain't gonna get away from Jesus. Why? Because God is a God of justice and righteousness, and he cares. Amen. Amen. Comforts us in all our troubles. So when you get in trouble, no matter what the trouble is, amen. DeAndre, just look for him to come. DeAndre know what it's like. She's been through a car accident. Amen. Are you driving a wrecked up car, DeAndre? No, she got another one. Oh, she got another one. Amen. Got through that. Next time somebody go through a car accident, she can sidle up. Fatty. See, your car look like it's crumpled a little bit over there. Hey, man, I can help you out. He's a way maker. He's a restorer. He's a redeemer. Amen. Yes, he is. So we get comforted, y'all. And God don't want us to forget where our comfort came from. He's the God of all comfort. It wasn't that, and it wasn't them, and it wasn't those people, and it wasn't that stuff. I want my comfort to come from God.
Okay.
Amen. Because if I look for comfort, what if I look for comfort in my race car? Stump the gas, and the back wheel come off. I ain't comforted no more. So I ain't looking for, the car can't comfort me. I need God who is consistent to comfort me. I need God who cares, who is full of compassion. See, some folks think they'll blame you for your problem. Well, you know why you're going through that, don't you, Amir? You know why you're going through that, right? Amen. Amen. He is the God of all comfort who comforts us. Now, the second part of this has two words in it I want to deal with, and I'm going to close. Janice preached it yesterday in her class, and then Jonathan jumped on it too. I'm like, Jesus, you cannot keep secrets. I thought this was my sermon. You told me this was my sermon. Then why you got her preaching it? She said it, but she didn't go all the way with it. She said salvation. Amen. Because Paul says something different in the second part of this passage. He said, for your comfort and salvation, if we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. I'm like, wait a minute. I thought these people were saved. Then he entitled this letter to the church at Corinth. These people saved. See, salvation is not all about just being set right with God, put right with God, made right with God. Okay, reconciled to God. It's that, but not just that. A lot of people just walk around in their salvation. Amen. They never get to the next three steps. But God gave us those three steps, four steps really, four phases of salvation, so that we can be comforted all the way from earth to heaven. Your life does not end when you get saved. When you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, guess what? You didn't get raptured. He's still here. Amen. And so since that part is done, we've accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior, what else is salvation? Well, salvation is from the crapped out life we were living before we gave our life to Christ. Shirley, we used to cuss 50 times a day. Now we say we only cuss 49 times a day. We getting gooder. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I used to slap everybody I saw. Now I just slap some people. Praise the Lord. I'm getting gooder. Amen. My English is even gooder, gooder. Amen. Praise the Lord. On my way all the way to good rest. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. So salvation has four parts to it, and it carries us through our whole life. See, God wants us, Jonathan jumped on it talking about keep your eye on the prize. I'm like, Jesus, nah, he closing my sermon. He closing out. Amen. Look, salvation, once we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we are made right with God.
Right.
God is no longer, the wrath of God no longer exists. Romans 8:1, there is now what? No condemnation to those who are where? In Christ Jesus. None. Not it, what, we condemn each other. We try to anyway. You ain't living your Christian life right, Alicia. You need to get holy with Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. Woo! Alicia took that whole smile off her.
Yes.
Amen. One of my mama looks. Oh, get outside. I'm finna keep. Amen. Oh, see what I'm saying? A holy slap. There was going to be a holy slap. Because she's saved now. So it's a holy slap. I used to just slap people, Brother Askew. Nah, it's in the name of Jesus. Smack! Amen. Holy smacks. Amen. Second part of salvation is, guess what, y'all?
What's that?
We learn to live different.
Oh,
We start reading the epistles. They teach us how to walk away from, amen, what used to be. Amen. They teach us how to live for Christ. Romans chapter 6 says you are no longer slaves to sin. Why? Because before we had Jesus, we didn't have no choice. You know, our mind tells us to do something, we're doing it. We are our own God. But Romans chapter 6 tells us we are no longer slaves to sin, so do not let sin, because guess what? You cannot let sin reign in your mortal body. But you're going to have to make a choice. It goes on in the second part of Romans chapter 6, and guess what it says? It says, just like you lived for your old master, Mr. Sin, now you live for your new master, Lord Jesus. Just like sin told you to do what you did, and you did it, now Jesus tells you to do, amen, what he bids you to do, and we do it.
Right.
But there's a choice that we have to make. Paul outlines that conundrum in chapter 7. And he said, I'm saved and I know I'm saved. I went to the store to get some milk. Next thing I know, homie pulled up in his little Mustang talking about, let's go. Next thing I know, we on the street drag racing. But I went to get some milk. When I would do good, what? Evil is always present. You better believe you might not know that you're a Christian, but the devil knows. In Acts chapter 19, the seven sons of Sceva, y'all heard me talk about them boys, it was crazy. They were running around trying to cast out demons. They were self-styled exorcists. And when they saw Paul do it, guess what? They included that into their incantations. And guess what they said? In the name of Jesus, Anita, that Anita preached. We cast you out. And the demons, Nicole, that's for the takeoff run. And they was like, oh, wait a minute. Wrong name. Wrong name. Wrong people. Hey, listen to what they said, though. We know Lachelle. And we know Jesus. But who are you? Wow. Amen. Demons know who you are. You might not know who you are. Guess what? Every one of us in here got a mustard seed of faith, and we don't have no more than that. Guess what Jesus said you can do? You can say to this mountain, jump into the sea.
Yes.
And if you believe it in your heart and don't doubt, what you said is going to happen. Janice told us yesterday, Peter looked at a man and he said, silver and gold, I'm broke, tore up from the floor. But such as I have, give I unto you. In the name of Jesus, all of us have that name. And y'all know Peter must have seen the faith, right? Chardonnay, three times, they're like, don't you belong to Jesus? To who? I don't run around with Mexicans. Isn't that Jesus? I don't know no Jesus. I don't run around with Mexicans. Don't you know Jesus? Jesus who? Wait a minute. I don't even know who you're talking about. Don't you know Jesus? Look, I told you I don't know no Jesus. Amen. Then the rooster crowed. Now Peter is over here preaching sermons and 3,000 people to ever join the church.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Big change.
Yes.
Devil know who you are. Amen. Yeah. And even if you just got that mustard seed of faith that you got when you got saved, guess what? You got enough. You got enough to tear down strongholds. You have enough to tear down the strongholds in your mind. And enough to tear down strongholds that you walk into.
Okay.
Where the devil has control over that place. When you walk up in there, it ought to be them devils should say, oh Lord, Jeff up in here. Be quiet, y'all. Maybe he won't notice us. We'll just wait till Jeff leaves. Then we'll clown. But as long as he, shut up, demon, shut up. If you get the clown and Jeff say, I cast you out, not in the name of Jeff, but in the name of Jesus. And because God is his father and he can say, our father, guess what? He can cast that devil out. Amen. And it ain't about just the mustard seed of faith. You got all the faith you need. If a mustard seed will move a mountain, you got the faith you need. Amen.
Okay.
When Paul and Silas, let me show you how this works, and I'm going to close with this. Well, let me tell you about salvation and the four aspects of it. First, we got to get our lives right. Jesus comes, or Philippians 1:6 say what? He's working on us.
Okay.
Amen. That's what I love about salvation. Lisa not working on me. She can't fix me. She'd be like, dude, you crazy. Amen. She can't fix me. Jesus fixing me. I drive you nuts. I drive you straight crazy. You ain't got enough patience to deal with me. See, I quit smoking in 1975. I smoked my last cigarette in 2009. You ain't got that kind of patience. You'd have hurried up and told me, you ain't even saved because you'd have quit by now. You ain't serious. Amen. So the Lord is working on us to turn us into who we're going to be forever. We are laser focused on who we are right now. But Jesus is thinking about you in Revelation 21 and 22. When all evil is gone and it's just us and our Father and our Lord and Savior and the Holy Spirit and the angels, the good ones, the other ones, is all gone to hell. Amen. So the Lord wants us to learn how to walk in the power that he gave. We're God's children. Do y'all know what that means? That we, you know, James and John, when they was rolling with Jesus, do you know what they thought they could do? Believe they could do? Nezra, they said, do you want us to call down fire from heaven and consume them? Now, they was being crazy, but they knew that if Jesus gave the word, guess what? Fire coming down from heaven. And them people going to be consumed. They was learning. They was crazy in that request they made, sit on the right and left and all that stuff. But they knew what they could do. Jesus sent them out two by two, right? And they came back bragging to Jesus that even demons was running away from us. Not just people, but demons was running away. God wants us to walk in the power that he gave us. And as long as we're walking in our carnal self, we don't have that power. Oh, we're saved. We belong to him. But as long as we're still laying down our Bible and getting people straight, we ain't getting them straight and we ain't getting straight. Amen. You want to get somebody straight, do it God's way. Do what the Lord said. Somebody getting on your nerve and you want to take vengeance because they borrowed that 2020 twin and ain't paid you back, but they in the store with a cart full of stuff at Walmart. They at the Walmart to say. Amen. 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 Let the Lord teach you how to forgive like he forgave us. And you know Jesus expects us to forgive just like he forgave us. He expects us to love just like he loved us. Now how much you know about how much he loved you? He got up on the cross and died for you.
Yes.
Amen. He suffered and died for you. That's how much he loved you. And Jesus told him over there in John's gospel, I think chapter 15 or 16, love ye one another as I have loved you. That means you can do it. But a choice has to be made. He's working on us to change us. Now part three of that thing is we're waiting on the rapture. That's part three of salvation. So number one, you get saved. Number two, you start living saved. Number three, you look for Jesus to come back and get you. Because he said he's coming back to get his church. 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18, right? And the last part of that is when we all get to heaven. Amen. Fanny Kennedy used to sing about that. Remember my long white robe? Look at me. Amen. She was talking about Revelation chapter 4. See, a lot of young folks didn't know what she was talking about. But see, that's why I love listening to old folks. She was talking about Revelation chapter 4 when all of us, we're described as the 20 and 4 elders all the way throughout Revelation. That is the whole church who believe in Jesus. We are around God's throne. We are robed in his righteousness, white robes, and we have crowns on our head. Old folks also said, only what you do for Christ gonna last.
Amen.
And folks gonna have crowns on, and they gonna have rubies in them crowns. Amen. And Jesus said, you get to collect the treasure you laid up in heaven. You can go take out of your bank account. Oh, somebody said, I ain't put nothing in the bank account. I didn't even know we could do that. Jesus said, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
So when we go through and we get through, we give praise to the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those who are any kind of trouble. When Paul was in that Philippian jail, guess what? They were comforted and sang praises to God at midnight. Now, how did it comfort the other people that were in the jail with them? They heard them singing praises to God and thought, these people must be crazy. We in jail. We tore up on the floor. We supposed to be looking at the floor, wondering how we got here. But guess what? The Lord did a jailhouse rock. Amen. He did a Elvis move and did a jailhouse rock. Told a man jail up. Nobody died. I'm out of time. Everybody got saved. So you see how their comforted them, and everybody got saved. So when you're going through, amen, and you need comfort. Because you're going through. Now, God ain't acting like we do. He say you need comfort. He's the God of all comfort. That means you're going to need comfort. Trials and tribulations make you need comfort. He'll comfort you. Know that. Amen?
Amen.
And remember to smile while you're going through.
Oh.
And when people say, why are you smiling? You're going through. Exactly. I'm going through.
Amen.
To the end.
Right.
To the out.
Right.
Amen? Amen. Lord God, our Father, we give thanks today and we praise your holy name. Father, we thank you that you are the God of compassion who really cares and that you're the God of all comfort. We don't have to go here, there, or any and everywhere trying to find comfort. We don't have to use this, drink that, snort this, smoke that, so we can have comfort. We can just come to you for our comfort, okay? And we thank you for being the God of compassion and the God of comfort. Help us, Lord, to remember when we're going through, you're preparing us to bless somebody else. This thing did not come to stay, it came to leave, and it came to impart something to us so that we can impart to somebody else, just like Jesus did when he came. We can do the same as he did. In Jesus' name, we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
You know, somebody asked me, where did you get that name, Pastor O? Well, my name is Gerald Marshall Overall, and I'm too lazy to write that whole thing out. So, Pastor O. There you go.
Everybody, before we sing our final song, I really want to thank God for the prayers that y'all have said for my dad. He's really not doing good at all, but I just got back last night. I'm going back Thursday because he has a doctor's appointment on Friday. I just want y'all to continue to pray for him and pray for me, because when I say this is hard, it's like really, really, really hard on me. So I thank y'all and continue to pray for my dad and pray for me and pray for my family as we go back to Alabama on Thursday.
Like I said, we already know how many answered prayers we got sitting up in here. Anybody? Anybody? God brought you through something since we were last in this building?
We need something.
Okay, so all of us. So we know that prayer works. As we're waiting for our junior praise team to assemble, we know our leader is already present, as he should be. I'm telling y'all. I mean, he really got this thing going, because They was all around just hanging out, and he was the one who was like, I need to be up there. I hate to tell you this, Carmen, but I used to be shy too. just some, by way, some housekeeping. Oh, before we even go any further. Yes, this Saturday coming is Veterans Day. All my veterans in the house. We got Naomi. We got Nicole. We got Deacon Tate. We got Pastor. We got me. Don't say thank you for your service. Just put it in the pocket. Anyway. Or at least, hey, nothing else. You can get. You can take us out to dinner and we eat free, right? Or get some donuts or something. Anyway, also a little housekeeping before you leave. Check around you. If you see paper or anything astray, please help. Look, y'all, we know. This we family. We share a house. So as I try to enforce in my house, leave it like you found it. It's not working in my house, but it's going to work in this house. But leave it like you found it. So check around you, pick up paper, even if you didn't put it there. Pick it up. That's what family does, amen? Y'all ready? That's it. We declare his name by how we love one another. And the one another is not just family, it's everybody. It's our neighbors. As we learn in class on Saturday, tell the truth about Jesus. Love your neighbor. Prepare the world. Declare his name, y'all.
If you love him, lift your hands in praise. If you love him, stand with us today. If you love him, lift your voice and shout the glory of his name. If you love him, open up your mouth. If you love him, let his praise ring out every nation.
Phoenix, yes. Let us receive our benediction. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the throne, to the only wise God be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. All God's people say,
amen.
Amen. See you next Sunday at the River Rouge High School.
Say remix.
They like we don't know.
Right. Okay.
And I put on a little smear joy and I was just blasting.
Are you